This election could well be decided by Latino voters. I'm gonna vote for Obama.
Senator Obama understands the Latino community.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Angela Kelly, who is Vice President for Immigration Policy and Advocacy at the Center for American Progress, a well-known authority on the policy and politics of immigration. She has published numerous impactful reports on the economic value of immigration reform, the costs of mass deportation, and integration trends of America's newcomers. Previously, Kelly served as Director of the Immigration Policy Center, and prior to that was Deputy Director of the National Immigration Forum. She's the head of the team that released the infographic report from the Center for American Progress that indicates the Latino vote is a political sleeping giant that, if awakened, could determine the outcome of this year's election. Welcome to Background Briefing, Angela Kelly.
Thank you. So nice to talk with you.
So, as the lead on this infographic report that's been released today that indicates the Latino vote is the sleeping giant, what I find extraordinary about your findings is that there's an estimated 21.5 million Latino voters who are eligible to vote, and there's an additional 8.1 million green card holders that if they were naturalized, they could register, and some could do so before October. Is that right?
That's right. October is the day, it varies by state, but it's the month that most people have to register by in order to vote in the election that'll be the next month. You know, so here we are in the middle of June, and a lot of lawful permanent residents, of course, already have their naturalization papers being processed. And as long as that process is complete and they're sworn in as citizens, they can go that same day and register to vote. And if all that happens by October, then they'll be in the voting booth, we hope, in November.
So what explains, then, this enormous number of green card holders, 8.1 million, and you've got 21.5 million eligible Latino voters and more than a third that could be eligible? What explains this lag in why people don't become citizens?
Well, there are a lot of people who are becoming citizens. On average, over the last 9 years, there's been about 750,000 people a year who are naturalizing. So that's not an insignificant number. Sometimes it's as much as a million. But why others who are eligible don't do it right away? I mean, first of all, it's a difficult process. It's expensive. It costs nearly $800 to naturalize. You also have to show that you have a mastery of American civics and history and that you can speak English. And you have to deal with a government agency, the Department of Homeland Security, which many people find intimidating and frustrating. So I think those are some of the reasons. And I also think, frankly, just human nature. People are comfortable as legal permanent residents. They're part of our society. They're working. They're busy. And it may be something that there's not like a notice that you get in the mail that says, come on, naturalize, naturalize, naturalize. And so it's something that you have to really do of your own initiative.
Well, clearly there's been a lot of reports that both the Republicans and the Democrats are very interested in harvesting this vote, if you will. I'm fascinated that there aren't any actual statistics that you've told us, Angela Kelly, on the difference between the number of eligible Latino voters who are citizens and those that have registered. I would have thought that there'd be some statistics on that, but apparently they're not. So what we don't quite know how big this pool is. It's been described as the sleeping giant, and this is going to be a very close election by all predictions. So unquestionably, it will be a question of who gets to these potential voters. And I take it the assumption's always been that the Democrats have taken them for granted. And on the other hand, the Republicans have alienated a lot of these voters. So tell us, well, let's begin with this. What is Mitt Romney doing to get this vote?
Well, Mitt Romney talked a lot about the issue of immigration early on in the primaries. He staked out a very tough position. He moved further and further to the right the more he talked about it. He talked about his support for state immigration laws like the very punitive Show Me Your Papers laws in Arizona. He described how he thought people should self-deport, and if we just have tougher and tougher enforcement policies, that people will just leave on their own, something that was immediately scoffed at by immigrants themselves and those who follow this issue closely. He would want to have a mandatory electronic verification system that all employers would have to follow, and that all workers, U.S. citizens, U.S.-born immigrants, all would have to be able to clear a government database in order to be able to work. So he put out a number of tough policies, and there's a piece of legislation called the DREAM Act that would give undocumented immigrant youth who've been here for a long time and are here without papers through no fault of their own status. And Mitt Romney said that he would veto the DREAM Act. That's something that is it's a bill that comes with a lot of support in the Latino community. It polls at 90%. Even the non-Latino community is a popular piece of legislation because it's really aimed at young people, and he would veto it. He said that if Justice Sotomayor were a confirmation that he could have a vote for or against her, he would have voted against her. And, of course, she's the first Hispanic female Supreme Court justice. Again, very popular in the Latino community. So he has dug himself in a very deep hole with this community around this issue and his embrace of very tough enforcement policies, and hasn't really, frankly, been very respectful to the community in acknowledging the broken immigration system, the contributions that people make to this country, or even being willing to consider doing something for undocumented youth.
A part of this report indicates that California's nearly 4.5 million potential Latino voters surpassed by four times the 1 million voters that were the margin of victory in the 2008 presidential election. So I get your metaphor here of the sleeping giant. And you've just told us a lot of reasons why Latinos are not particularly thrilled with Mitt Romney. What about Obama that is likely to attract them?
Well, Obama is also, I think, under close scrutiny by the Latino and immigrant community on the issue of immigration. Obama had indicated that he wanted very much to have comprehensive immigration legislation passed in his first year. It was a promise that he made. It was highly visible. It was repeated over and over. And, of course, it didn't happen. The president has also been, while he's been in office, there will have been more people deported in the first 4 years than there were under 8 years of President Bush. So he has overseen a very vigorous enforcement policies that have been expanding the state level through something called secure communities. And those are all things that are causing, frankly, people to pause. They have a high degree of concern about that. At the same time, he has wanted to pass legislation. He did get behind the DREAM Act, has been very supportive of it, and it has been largely members of the other political party that haven't been at all supportive and have made it difficult, like with all issues, to get anything done in Washington. So he bears some of the blame, but certainly not all of the blame, not even the majority of the blame, given that it was, you know, his party wasn't the problem. It really very much was the Republicans. So we'll see. I think it's a little bit of it's a question mark. I don't think that the Latino community is going to turn out and vote necessarily for Mitt Romney. I do think, though, there's a question about whether people will just sit out the election if they just feel that neither candidate is speaking to issues of concern that are, you know, unique to their community. And they may just sit this one out. And that's something that certainly the Obama administration would be concerned about.
But just in closing, though, Angela Kelly, if that in eight states the number of potential Latino voters is greater than the margin of victory in the 2000 presidential election, and we've already talked about the enormous numbers here of the 8.1 million green card holders that could be eligible if they got naturalized and registered before October. This is a considerable voting pool. One would think that just on the merits alone of being citizens, being able to be involved in this country, that would be sufficient. Whether it's the partisan issues notwithstanding, I mean, this is a massive constituency that could be politically active. So,
It is, and we've seen an increase in their activity over the years. You do have more and more Latino voters turning out in each election cycle. And as I said, you know, we have on average 750,000 people naturalizing every year. So there is definitely an uptick, and a steady one at that, in folks becoming interested in the political process and in wanting to vote. And you saw that even in the 2010 election, where more Latinos turned out for that midterm election than they had in any previous one. And they were a decisive factor in some key Senate races, including in Nevada, Harry Reid, who was very much down in the polls. Everybody thought that his opponent, Sharon Angle, had it all locked up. Latino voters turned out in extraordinary record-breaking percentages. I think it was in the high 80s, and he kept his seat. Same in Colorado with Mike Bennett. Mike Bennett has attributed his victory in part to the Latino community coming out and voting for him, again at a very high rate. I think 85% of Latinos who voted for Mike Bennett in the Colorado race in 2010. So they can be tapped to act, and I think that they will continue to be. And we've got a long, hot summer ahead of us. The Supreme Court decision on the Arizona immigration law will come out at the end of this month. How the president responds to that, how candidate Romney responds to that, is, I promise you, going to be the top story in Spanish-language press for days and days and days. So there is a lot that is going to be poking at this giant, and I think we'll get them to turn out to vote.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us here today, Angela Kelly.
Okay, thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Angela Kelly, who's the Vice President for Immigration Policy and Advocacy at the Center for American Progress, a well-known authority on the policy and politics of immigration. She has published numerous impactful reports on the economic value of immigration reform, the cost of mass deportation, and the integration trends of American newcomers. Previously, she served as Director of the Immigration Policy Center, and prior to that was the Deputy Director of the National Immigration Forum. She headed up the team that produced this new infographic report released by the Center for American Progress. It indicates the Latino voter is a political sleeping giant that, if awakened, could determine the outcome of this year's election. And this has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Chris Scheid. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.